So we're off. And this is this Dragcast number, what is it?
Number 7.
Number 7. How are we doing in terms of, so what's that? Is that, we've been doing, what is it, one a month or one a fortnight?
But what, 1 year?
It's 1 year? No.
It's 2 year.
1.5 a year. it's good. It's good consistency from us. I think we've been living up to the drag.
Yeah.
Doing little and doing not that much and doing it just well enough to get away with it.
Little as possible.
Yeah. I know, as little as possible. And also as well getting drunk and still enjoying it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
The system works. this Dragcast is actually gonna be all about the legendary Lambeth Country Show. You've been before, haven't you?
A couple of years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was always brilliant, wasn't it?
It was great, yeah.
And what do you think of this year's?
Shambles.
You didn't go, did you?
No.
No, not did I.
Well, it sounds like they're fast with the fence and the searches and whatnot.
Well, I think it was... We spoke to one of the chaps that went down there earlier, and he said, it's fine, I'm not... There's no alcohol allowed in the public park anymore, and they put a ring fence around it, like a proper security, Donald Trump's coming to visit kind of ring fence around a public park. But there's no alcohol allowed in. Obviously, he got his drugs in, so it was fine.
That's the thing.
Exactly. But he said that when you get in, and it was a hot day, the queues to the bars were so long to pay a ludicrous price for a small amount of...
5-6 quid for a pint or...
Yeah. For a small amount of beer. I think it was more than that. I think they were selling the 330ml cans of craft
Martizan.
Martizan craft ales for like £5.60 or £6.50 or something. There was a 5 and a 6 in it. Yeah. So probably a pint probably would have been about a tenner.
Right.
The Newcastle pricing, is that? Did you say?
Double the Newcastle pricing.
But no, it just seems a shame. And I had no desire to go and... Pop in there?
Not really, no.
Even though there's loads of people there, I'm sure that the music was good and there probably was some alright food and stuff like that, but it used to be like a big sprawl out in the park of Brixton.
Yeah, I'm sure I could have gone and had a good time, but it just sounds a bit rubbish, really.
Yeah, we could also sat indoors and watched the Shield reruns and had a really good time as well. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah,
it's good. We won't mention the Shield though, because, you know, we've all seen that. And anyone who hasn't seen it, you need to get your shit together and watch it, because it's the best thing that's ever been made ever.
Better than The Wire.
It's not really. The Wire's the best. The Country Show is a bit of a shitter, because it was, I think someone called it, I think it was one of the draggers that used to call it Brixton's AGM.
Right.
Where literally everyone from Brixton would all go into one park together, and then people from out of town would come down as well. And I think they... Brixton can be things like their fireworks display, country show, Brixton Splash. They're actually, Brixton can be a bit of a victim of its own success.
Yeah.
Because lots of people want to get down just to Brixton and say, oh, Brixton, the country show's on in Brixton. It'll be great. We can smoke bifters in the park and shufflehead, and then Aswad won't bother to show up, and it'll just be edgy, cool, and hilarious. It's marvellous. But suddenly it's... obviously, there's been Tory cuts, and stuff, so they probably don't have as much money to police this sort of thing. Yeah. But I don't know, it's one of those things, you either do it or don't. Do it
well, or just don't bother.
Yeah.
Don't have a fence around it.
And I don't have people queuing, marshalled in, queuing up, and have long queues. So you just gave, for Christian, we met to say, He couldn't be bothered to queue for a beer, given his appetite for alcohol, and the fact it was a near 30-degree day.
Yeah,
it's pretty. It must have been fairly bad. Yeah. I don't know. We weren't there. We couldn't be asked.
Yeah.
Instead, we went to the Apple Store, didn't we? on Regent Street. Yes. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
Nice people in there.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Anyway. Say no more.
Yeah. No. It was good.
Bit of shambles.
Yeah, it's not been the best organised day, even by our standards. We've been sort of back and forth a little bit, but I don't know. It's just, I think with festivals, I always had a measure of a festival being sort of Glastonbury at first. With Glastonbury, you could actually have a fire in your own little campsite.
Yeah.
You could bring your own drinking, no glass to damage the fields or whatever. That sort of thing. And it was a decent, you could just sort of kick out, lay around on the grass and drink. Mm. whether it was your own cans or some dodgy geezer sending you a Stella, or from mostly it was just bought from the bar, like we did do at the country show as well. But that's how I always feel a festival is. And when you've got, as soon as you start putting metal gates and round benches and so people can't sit down, and putting walls, metal steel walls up, it's not a festival anymore.
It's not great. I think it's, next year probably tickets and eventually paying for it at some point.
Charging.
Yeah.
Just to ease the police costs.
Yeah.
Or something like that, to bring a private security firm.
It'd be some nonsense, I would have thought.
Yeah. So it is a shame. It is a shame, but I think it's been going for a long time. I don't even know how long it's been going.
It's been a while. It's not long, though.
Yeah, well, as long as I was in Brixton, it was going, but it's a shame. But, at least we got to almost hear it, I think. We got close enough to almost hear something. Not sure.
We'll see what happens. Next year could be a Labour government. It could be back to normal.
Yeah, could be Corbyn standing there.
Yeah, on the main stage.
Yeah, sort of a la sort of David Bowie at Glastonbury in 2000. Yeah. Lasers shooting across the sky.
Yeah.
Socialism drenching the land in joy. That sort of thing. You reckon?
Well, a couple of years.
I suppose. Anyway, did you on the country show? We've blown that one, and it's a shame. But we'll give it a try next.
Next year.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you just need to get more drugs or more drunk, both. And it'll seem like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Or both, possibly.
Yeah, both might be an idea.
Yeah. Ideally, maybe if it would be better if it was pouring down with rain, see if we could find a bit of shelter and laugh at people falling over and slipping over in the mud and stuff.
That's always good.
Yeah, it's a favourite. But the one thing I should ask you about, because I know this is it's been a passion of yours all your life, is have you watched much of the World Cup?
Definitely, yeah.
Well, every game?
Love that sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
No, to be fair, I did watch a few matches, yeah.
You're normally quite a good barometer of this sort of thing. You've got no interest in football at all.
Not at all, no. Definitely not.
You know who David Beckham is, though?
Yeah.
Paul Gascoigne.
Yeah. Gazza, legend. Yeah.
And Luther Blissett.
Who?
Luther Blissett.
No.
No, he was a famous Watford player.
Okay.
If you were in the football scene, he's a legend. But he's a legend just because he's Luther Blissett, for any spectacular England goal scoring record or anything.
No idea.
No.
Totally lost now.
No. But did you watch a few games?
Yeah, I watched the semis and the quarterfinals and the final.
Yeah. And got into it a little bit.
A little bit, not too much, but.
Not going to get any tats or.
Probably not, no. No.
No season ticket for St James's Park?
I doubt it.
It's not called St James's Park anymore, is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was called the Sports Direct Arena.
They've got some sponsorship, but yes, St James's Park.
Yeah.
That's the name of it.
Yeah. Oh, I thought the Geordies had lost that.
They've got some signs and stuff, but still St James's.
All right. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I get you. You don't need to be defensive about your hometown. No, but you.
No, it's good. Yeah, I quite enjoyed it.
I think it's weird.
Surprised, I don't have any idea into football usually, but I was quite interested in it and wanted to watch it and see how it went.
I was quite, I suppose, unlucky, but quite in some ways in that respect, in selfish footballing respect, lucky that I was. I was working for the whole time, so there was through the group stages when the games weren't playing head to head at the same time.
Yeah.
I think I managed to see every game, which was quite an achievement. I think there was a couple of games where I was a bit for the evening game. I was a little bit too pissed over the second half, but
refreshed.
Yeah, but it was great because you had a game at the lunchtime game, the afternoon game, and the evening game.
Two of it, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it. Yeah. It wasn't. The sport has changed because of television and because of globalisation to a degree. Because it used to be players from Brazil. The only time you'd see them play was at the World Cup.
Right.
So every 4 years there'd be a new Brazilian or Argentinian or whatever or Mexico or some whiz kid from Uruguay. You'd never ever heard of.
Yeah.
And at the time, the leagues, the countries were quite. Most English British players played in the British leagues, and that's who you saw. And so you wouldn't get to see the Spanish leagues, Italian leagues, and all this sort of thing. So, I think it used to be more of a, I suppose, like a treat, like a view into another world, the World Cup, than it.
Sort of different players that you wouldn't normally see.
Or never heard of. I mean, have you heard of Roger Miller from Cameroon?
No.
was this Cameroon were a bit of a wild card entry. Yeah. But they were a bit of a long shot entry into the World Cup, and I should know which year. God, was it 1994? I can't remember the year. It's bad. Yeah. But yeah, they came over as a bit of a. They're not going to win it. We're going to have a bit laugh. Of a joke and
score for it.
And then they have this player called Roger Miller who was. I've got a feeling he was like a carpenter or something.
Right.
But he was 37 or 38, which in footballing years is...
It's quite old.
Yeah, and he scored. He nearly won the golden boot for the tournament. But he literally, every time he touched the ball, he seemed to score a goal. And he had the celebration where he ran over to the corner flag and used to do this dance with the corner flag and the team mobbed him and stuff. Yeah. But up until that point, no one in the world had heard of...
Roger Miller.
No.
Yeah.
Whereas when he looked at the final... France, Croatia.
Mm.
Anyone who follows football as a sport knew every single player that was coming up, which club they played for, and how good they were or weren't. And there were a few that shone, but they were already professional footballers earning £100,000 a week. There were no surprises, and it seems a bit. The quality of the football was brilliant.
It was great, yeah.
I thought in Russia it was going to kick off big time, and it didn't, unless there's been sort of some massive. Oppression of the news, which is possible.
You sure? In Russia? I don't think so.
No, I don't know. Well, no, but I think there was enough people over there with phone camera phones and access to social media for that. I didn't hear anything really.
No,
nothing at all.
No, not really.
So you reckon next you want to I should fly over to the next World Cup and try and cover it from a podcast perspective?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, definitely.
Abu Dhabi's lovely.
Yeah,
but it's been played in the winter though. Make it be a bit cooler. Be down to sort of the mid-40s.
Yeah, and make it locked up at some point, I suppose.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Is it a dry country, Abu Dhabi? Is it?
Allegedly. Yeah. I think you can drink, but like just not.
No, I'd probably like to buy. You can drink it in the hotels.
Yeah.
But as long as you keep spending money, you can drink in your hotel and not speak to the people.
It's a good miss.
Yeah. Nah, let's not bother. Yeah. Yeah, we'll do the cricket instead.
Yeah.
Love the cricket. I was going to say, actually, talking of watching stuff, I'm rewatching The Shield at the moment.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I'm on series 3.
Best season ever?
Yeah. I think it is the third is the best series of the Shield.
Yeah. Better than The Wire?
No. Do you think it is? You haven't seen The Wire, have you?
No, I've seen bits of it. I've kind of never really got into it. No. I watched the first season, but not really.
I did a Wire retreat,
well, you've been talking about this for the last 10 years.
Yeah,
it's never happened.
I'm not sure how to gauge the public buy into something like that, because people now. I thought if someone said I was going to set the retreat up as like a whole experience over like 5-6 days.
Yeah,
and you got lunches, meals, and I was hoping that to be able to bring in the odd. Cameo, like a little someone to come from the cast who could come and give a little talk at the end, and I'd have to charge people enough money for the hotel, the foods, the big screen, and possibly the licensing to play the film, play the series.
Yeah.
And it's quite a lot of money. So if you said to someone, you can do it, it's like an intense Wire retreat. We get to see The Wire, get expert commentary on it, your food, your meals, and your hotel and everything, but it's going to cost you £650.
Yeah.
They go, I can get the box set on Amazon for £30 or £25 or £20 or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think it's probably not a viable business. Unless you'd have to find that niche of people who were hardcore.
You'd have to be a fan to go into that, I think.
You'd have to be a fan of The Wire to the point where you'd give up a week of your life to go off, stay in some soulless hotel and watch it with a load of other Wire geeks.
So people like you, basically.
Yeah. I could do a low-budget version for you, if you want, of The Wire Retreat.
Like a travel lodge.
Laptop, travel lodge, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a...
I don't know, I've tried it, and I do enjoy it when I watch bits I've watched, but I just can't get into it. I watched the first season, and it's good, but...
You finished the first season?
Nearly-ish.
So you sort of dipped in and out of it, had a little bit of a watch of it, and just written it off?
Pretty much, yeah.
The first season, I loved the first season. It's one of those. It is hard. There is a lot out there to watch, but everyone I've pestered and convinced to watch it now agrees with me that it is the greatest television series.
I'm sure it is, but I just can't get into it. Well, The Shield is brilliant.
Do you think there's something wrong with you?
Possibly.
Something wrong with your head, the way it's wired. I love The Shield. I think for The Shield, I like to watch as a sort of a... I could almost watch it in a loop.
It's like a film, isn't it?
Just
very,
go, but
very
just
long film.
Looping around.
Yeah.
It's... So is The Wire, by the way. It's exactly the same as...
Shit.
We're going to fall out. But The Shield, I can sort of put on... because I've seen it that many times, yeah. I can have it on in the background in the afternoon.
Know what's going on.
Yeah.
You just haven't got to watch it.
Probably. So I was making a pie the other day, and yeah. It's like, oh, The Shield was on.
Yeah.
So I was like, rolled out the pastry, walked back in, watched the scene I wanted to see,
yeah.
And I thought, oh, there's a boring bit now. I'll just whip back in.
Go back to the kitchen.
Finished, egg washed the pie, put it in the oven, came back out, watched it. So I know it that well that I don't really dip need in. To. But no, you should try it. The thing, I was actually, the reason I raised The Shield / The Wire is I'm after a new crime drama,
right.
Or police, good guys, baddies, cop drama thing.
Okay.
Because The Shield I've done, The Wire I've done. I'm not...
About The Bill?
Yeah, The Bill's really more of a soap opera than a...
It was quite good though, back in the day it was really good.
It was.
Well, not really good, but it was watchable.
It was. Did you ever watch the TV show, was it called Cops?
Rings a bell.
It was filmed like it was a fictional thing, but it was filmed like it was a documentary film.
Yeah, I think it might have done. Actually.
Yeah. I have to research that.
90s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I think it might.
And there was like the fat sweaty copper.
Yeah.
Who was taking backhanders and drinking in the day from the pubs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I have to check that one out because I've forgotten all about that. It was pretty. I just recall that being.
I have to look. Yeah.
Pretty decent, but it had a good amount of corruption.
Hmm.
And stuff like that. Anyway, but I was looking for a drama.
Yeah.
Not The Bill. Like a reasonably decent production value drama.
Touch of Frost.
Yes.
That was good.
It's a winner.
Yeah.
I think it was my dad actually that said there was a drink in the Touch of Frost drinking game. Is every time he's eating something, you have to drink. Because he is just literally just...
One more time, some takeaway.
Perpetually. Didn't he have like an account? He lived above or... Get an account at the Indian
at
restaurant.
Some point, yeah, yeah.
So he ate in there every night of the week, and people lost customers because there was a copper in there every night of the week. Now, see, I do love Frost, and I think I'll raise you on from Frost to Cracker.
Cracker was good. Is that Detective Shaw or is it?
He's
not a policeman, is he?
He's a psychologist, a criminal psychologist who effectively like Sherlock Holmes. He's like what do you call it?
Forensic sort of.
No, it wasn't forensic. Not it was forensic. Psychological profiling, criminal profiler, and he was a consulting detective, if you will, to the force.
Yeah.
So they'd invoice him like just to come in and give the new perspective on the mad murder or rape.
No, it was good. Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, I watched it a couple of years ago, I would guess, and I reckon it's stood the test of time. I think it's really...
It doesn't age.
No. Not like, you know, I watch Lovejoy quite a lot. that hasn't aged as well. That's not really great.
No.
That's the sort of level I'm trying to avoid. I was trying to look for something a bit more gritty.
Yeah.
But the Cracker's got it. Do you remember the Liverpool football fan episode?
No.
It was played by Robert Carlyle.
All right, okay.
From James Bond.
Yeah.
Begbie. From Trainspotting, and he plays a guy who loses his mind, and I think his dad dies or his wife leaves him or something like that, but something just flicks a switch in his head,
right?
And he goes a bit mental and kills someone, but he's been interviewed by Cracker at the end, and he's like shaved his head, wearing this like military coat and stuff like that, and he was a Liverpool fan, a Scouser.
I think I've seen that actually.
Yeah, and he's doing the thing where he's talking to Robbie Coltrane, to Kraken, and he's just doing that LIVERPOOL Liverpool FC thing, just over and over again, and he's just sort of thing, and he's got that violence about him, Robert Carlyle, that Begbie.
Yeah, lunatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the the scene in Trainspotting when he chucks the pint glass over the
balcony, over the balcony, yeah.
And then walks down and just starts.
Yeah, which cunt did this?
Yeah, none of you cunts. And no one's going to leave. That lassie got glassed.
No cunt leaves till we're finished. Which cunt did this?
And the bloke stands up. Who the fuck are you? It's an amazing film, Trainspotting.
Yeah.
Talk, leaving the drama thing for a second. What do you think of the second Trainspotting film?
It was alright, but yeah. If you like the first one, it was great, but if you didn't like the first one, not. Yeah.
I think.
On its own, shit, but if you like the first film, great.
Yeah, it can carry the first one, can carry the second film.
It's a lot of sort of references back to the first one, a lot of like restages of scenes and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, on that basis, it was good, but on its own, shit.
Yeah, I think it would have been one. It was one of the cinemas near where I lived was doing a double bill.
Right.
But I think if I'd seen the first one for 2 hours or whatever a film is, and then the second one started, it would be
in one go. It was too much, but I think I watched the first film before I went to see the second film, and it made a difference, because the second one had referenced a lot, the first one a lot, like the scene from the first film where they sort of run through Edinburgh and gets hit by the car and stuff.
Isn't
they do that again in the second film, and it's brilliant.
I think it was good and I think I like Irvin Welsh's work, and I think the actors did well, and everything else. Just wasn't quite enough of a surprise in the story.
Yeah, it was pretty safe.
It was a bit safe. It's great. Well, I think as well, partly, it's not just, we're being critical of a film that isn't quite as good as an amazing film.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's probably, we're probably being a bit meaner than we should, but.
Yeah. It was good, if you like, well. It was good in the sense it was like a follow-on from the first film, but wasn't on its own, wasn't a great film, but...
Yeah.
As a follow-on from the first film, it was good.
Yeah, I think because the first film was such a surprise to
It's a classic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so different at the time, it was just...
Yeah, and I think it was one of those films... And maybe it's us getting old, or maybe the industry becoming more cynical and unchallenging in terms of films and stuff. But it's every film there's a lot of unnecessary sequels and prequels out at the moment.
The thing is now it's all been done, so like whatever you do.
And a lot of films being remade or reinvented. Yeah. But there's not a lot of sort of actual...
new stuff. It's...
No, nothing that sort of breaks out. I mean, The Matrix was, with hindsight, it's a sort of a half-decent sci-fi film.
That was 20 years ago.
Yeah. But at the time...
It was great, yeah.
It blew people's minds. Yeah, yeah. The bullet time stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And the whole way that it was done.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. It was a long time ago. Yeah. Was it 20 years?
Getting on with that, I think, yeah. 90s? Yes.
But I think, again, it's the same thing with, the Lord of the Rings thing.
Yeah.
Amazon have bought the rights.
We'll see. I'm open minded. That could be good.
No, it could.
It could be shit.
But it was. I mean, the books are a hard read.
Yeah.
Brilliantly written that they are, and the story is fantastic.
Mm.
But the films were spectacular. Mm. I plan to watch them probably Christmas Day.
But then look at The Hobbit. It was shit.
The Hobbit was weak, but it was. I think they tried to make it.
Too much out of one film, I think it was.
Dragged too much out of one film. Yeah. The Hobbit was a short book that they tried to push into...
Three long films
as well.
Yeah.
And some of it just didn't convert. I did it as a... I used to have The Hobbit as an audiobook as a kid.
Right.
And I used to, like, Smaug and stuff like that. I always picture it. And I had the same thing with Lord of the Rings, where when I watched Lord of the Rings... I remember how I imagined Lord of the Rings as a kid, and I nearly stood up in the cinema when they went into the Mines of Moria. I literally was shocked.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Because it was so much like as I envisioned. Thought
it was. Yeah.
And I think Tolkien, to a degree, writes out that sort of, I don't know, like he describes things in too much detail.
It's very detailed, yeah.
But effectively, it's great as a filmmaker that you've got someone who's written all that out for you in advance. But and The Hobbit, I loved it as an audiobook. Then the film was...
The film's alright, but not great either.
No, it was fine, but it was a...
If you compare Lord of the Rings, it's rubbish.
Yeah. But the
film was kind of alright.
As a kiddie, I prefer The Hobbit to Lord of the Rings because The Hobbit was written in a more more targeted, but for kids, wasn't it? But I'm not sure that. Well, I was reading about the Amazon thing, and they're talking about the saying they're going to borrow a lot of the
Silmarillion.
No, it's just they're going to borrow a lot of the costumes, kit, and everything from the original from the films.
All right, okay, from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. So a lot of the props, a lot of the costumes and stuff are going to be from the films.
Right.
And you sort of think, so you're remaking the films that are not that old, using the same props and costumes and stuff, and no doubt a few of the same actors, without a shadow of a doubt, because some of the actors will get wheeled out.
Yeah.
So why are you doing it?
Yeah.
And I'm guessing, because I think they paid over, I can't remember what it was crazy money for the rights.
Mm.
Was it a billion? Something like that.
I don't know.
It's the most expensive rights
right.
to anything ever, basically.
Yeah.
And, I'm not quite sure why it needs to be done now.
Mm.
If it was something that you were planning as your 2030 mega release, and technology has come to a point where we're all going to be watching in 8D on ceiling TVs or something.
Well, we'll see. It could be all right, but... could be shit. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know. Amazon are not short of money.
Yeah.
And no doubt Peter Jackson will probably direct the fucking thing as well.
He's on board, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. So it will be good. It's just more, is it necessary?
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like someone doing a re-release of the first series of Downton because they need to polish it up a little bit or something. Yeah. I don't.
Not quite the same, was it?
No, you're right. Sorry. I've drunk too much. What was the other thing? Two things I was going to ask you was, have you ever had a Filet-O-Fish from McDonald's?
No.
No, nor have I.
No. Sounds awful.
Yeah, it's just something, I don't know, it's something sort of, if you don't like filet, it sounds a bit like minge or something. It's like one of those words that's just got nothing about it.
I've just got the choice to get it. Quarter pounder or a Big Mac, or why would you pick a fillet of fish?
Yeah. If you want a fillet of fish, no, just go to the chippy. You know.
Yeah. Go to a chip shop.
I suppose there are some people who go with who accompany normal people and don't like McDonald's beef or whatever, so they choose the fillet of fish
because
that's the only option that suits them. Yeah. But
no,
just go down the chippy.
Yeah.
Or get a fish cake from Tesco, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But the and the other question was, I've never had one, by the way. I wouldn't. I just, it's a waste.
Mm.
It's a waste of a bun, frankly. But the other one was a McRib. Have you had a McRib?
I haven't, no. Have you?
A few.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, a fair few. I mean, first time around, I had a few. It was, I think, my favourite McDonald's burger when I was young and they had it.
Right.
Then they discontinued it.
Mm.
And they brought it back, which was just a basically marketing campaign, rather than them giving us a treat. Bless them. Yeah. But the... yeah, and then I really got into the McRib the second time. Right. It's gone.
Right.
There's no...
No, I never have one, so I don't know.
Okay. We can't show you on the podcast, but if you've not seen it, look on YouTube and search for Family Guy McRib. that's one of my favourite Family Guy scenes ever. But that's a classic. I can't remember if it was four or five I had in one sitting.
Right.
I think I got a McRib and a small chips because I didn't want to overfill on chips because I thought I might be able to squeeze an extra McRib in. So I went back up and got another McRib and I thought, do you know what? I think I can have, and I ended up, and they are like quarter pounder.
They're quite a size, aren't they?
Yeah. They're not, it's not like a little cheeseburger thing. It's a proper burger.
Yeah.
And then I think, I'm sure it was four or five. But it was a good sitting.
Yeah.
Got through them. I could really go for one now, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't got one. Anyway, there's not much else has been going on of late, apart from the World Cup. Endless talk about what we need to sit on our asses watching instead of actually doing anything with our lives. That's what I was going to ask. That's just popped in my head. Another drama series. X-Files, you rate it?
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I do. I think it outlived its welcome.
Yeah, I think right with the films and stuff, it was good back in the 90s when it was sort of in its prime, but then they kind of went too far with it and moved a little bit.
I reckon that series created a lot of nutcases, like proper everything's conspiracy. Oh, there are aliens everywhere. Yeah. It must be.
Even the fucking writer was a mentalist, wasn't he?
Yeah,
Chris Carter was a bit of.
Oh yeah, he is. I've read a little bit on his of his travels around the universe. But no, you should. And one, if you haven't watched, have you seen Fringe?
No.
Watch Fringe, you'll love it.
I'll have a look.
It's got one of the fellas from plays the king, possessed king in Lord of the Rings.
Oh yes, from not Gondor.
No, is it Gondor? No, it's with Rohan.
Rohan, yeah.
Yeah, the king of Rohan. Yeah. It's he's who's possessed. That he plays the mad scientist lead character in it.
Right. Okay.
And he's outstanding, as you'd expect from anyone who's in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's and it's better. I think it's got better tech. The technology is better now. The better creativity to make the special effects work and stuff. Fringe actually does get a little bit mental towards the end.
Right.
So like X-Files does, or lots of series do. Yeah. But it's well worth doing. It's And it's probably more of a Shield sort of a pace.
Right, so quite fast.
Than the X-Files was, you know, it's a little bit more. Breaking Bad, Shield, Fringe, I put those in one sort of pace. Yeah. Of
X-Files is very slow, isn't it? It's kind of one-off episodes with a sort of loose...
Yeah, with a loose running theme throughout sort of thing. Will they, won't they? They kissed, didn't they?
Eventually, was it all the films?
Yeah. They're not a pair, those two.
Yeah. Especially David Duchovny.
Yeah, he's been. Who did that thing called the Red Shoe Diaries?
On Channel 5.
Was it? I've never saw it. Was it any good?
The weird sort of soft porn thing.
Was it any good?
That was shit.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. That's soft porn is shit. Well, it
wasn't even soft porn. It was just shit.
But it's that thing of like that titillation thing of like soft porn and stuff like that. I get that it's not quite that black and white, but it's if you want. Nude stuff or be turned on.
Just get up there.
Just get hardcore porn because it does the job.
Yeah.
Well, not hardcore, not even just porn. Just call it porn. It's not hardcore porn. It's just people having sex. But it used to, remember, I don't know if you had it when you were young, but when porn mag, we used to get porn mags when we were kids. Right. Well, secondary school.
Before my time.
Yeah. Back, all this was Fields. But there'd be the blue spot.
Right.
Did you ever see those?
No.
So they'd take the photographs and then, no, it wasn't like a stick, there'd be a blue circle over the bloke's cock or the woman's minge or whatever nicer, more pleasant term you would like for your foo-foo. And that was it. So they'd have these two people like going, like penetration leaning up against the shower or something. But the only bit that you were actually interested in seeing was covered with a big blue circle.
You couldn't see it,
yeah.
Okay.
It always winds me up why there's a market for sort of soft porn. I suppose it's like there's really good drama out there, but some people still watch Coronation Street.
A lot of people watch Coronation Street.
Yeah. So, but why watch Coronation Street when there are better things? Yeah, and I think we probably should wind this up because I think I mentioned to you before that others have done anything interesting for a while, have we?
Not in the last month.
No. Have you been rewatching a lot of films and TV?
Yeah.
That you've seen before?
Yeah.
Drinking a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's been good. Don't get me wrong.
It's not really interesting, though, is it?
No, it's not really what people want to hear us talk about. Obviously, we are going to share it with everyone.
Of course, we can
inflict our mundane lives on them. But we will. We're going to put a stake in the ground now and say, I'm going to do a podcast in Brighton.
At some point in the next sort of...
Yeah.
Six to 18 months.
Yeah. Months to 18 months.
Yeah.
Then one in Sunderland.
Next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. So keep listening. Keep watching the skies. It'll be good. I think that's Drag Podcast 7 done. It was only supposed to be like a quick 5-minute chat. Yeah.
It's in half an hour.
So. Because we can talk about nothing for half an hour. But all right, let's all sign off.
Okay, yeah.
Drag Horse 8.
Yeah. Coming soon.
Brighton.
Ish.
Ish.
Yeah.
Ish. Drag. Okay.